Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump into the podcast, I'd first like you to go over and check out our other podcast, High School Hoops, the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, Funneled on Defense. Just finish this one first and then pull the car over or stop your run and go over and check the other ones out, download all of them. And leave a 5-star review. We love that. But we would like to give a shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish. I don't have a lot of sponsors, that I talk about, and Dr. Dish is one of them. I believe in this machine. It is great. It has helped our team. You mention Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $400 off. That's all. That's probably the best compliment I can give. Is a lot of people approach me about being me talking about them and being sponsors on here. And Dr. Dish, I believe in them so much that that's why I do it. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It is what I would have wanted as a young 25-year-old coach. I would have wanted all of these resources and, you know, maybe it would have helped me win a few more state titles. I don't know. But from someone that's been a nationally ranked coach and had nationally ranked teams and won that numerous state titles, this thing is everything you need to take your team to the next level. We offer a 14-day free trial because we believe in it so much. Go over and check it out. And let's head off the podcast. All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coaching Youth Hoops. Coach, how are you today?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking. Yeah.
Other than we've been talking for the last hour and a half before we came on.
Oh, goodness. Good conversation though, man. We got a lot of stuff figured out. So
yeah, you know,
complaining to each other about our stuff we're going through.
Talking through about our teams and all that kind of stuff. So that's why I hope people like this, because you know, the discussion that him and I have, we're not lying. It's 12. We're batching this one. It's 12:30, and we started talking at 11. and the discussion we have with about topics for this is similar to the discussions you and I have when we're not recording. So it's good. We're pulling back the curtain a little bit and letting people see kind of some of the talks that you and I have. I think it's a good thing, actually.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's authentic in that way, right? Because you know we're going through the same issues that you guys are going through, yeah. Right?
Yes.
So, yeah.
All the same ones. All right, so before we jump in, let's talk about practice plans. Jump in. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Coaches, stop doing your practice plans. Pause, right? Come over to basketballpracticeplans.com. I've already got them done for you, all planned out, entire season of practice plans, offense, defense, inbound plays, everything you need for a season. If you don't find something there that you specifically need, look for the custom plan button and I'll create a custom plan specific to what you need in your season. So, what I did is I know you guys are busy, right? You got families. This is not what you do full time. I'm there to help as a resource.
Also, so two other things. First of all, go over and join our Facebook group, Coaching Youth Hoops. As we were as Bill was talking, I just accepted two new members, so that was good. And then also, if you like these podcasts, leave a review.
Please.
Leave a review down below. If it's a 5-star, you can definitely leave a review. If it's a 3-star, don't leave it. But anyway, we would love them. We read all the reviews. On Spotify or Apple or wherever you listen to these, but I know that is a way to give back. That's a way for Bill and I to know that people are actually listening to this.
And those of you who have left a review or
Yes.
emailed us directly, thank you very much. We
Thank you.
appreciate, appreciate you.
We
I'm
do.
glad you
We
enjoy
do.
the
We
content.
do. We do. It's nice for us to get together and talk, but it's also nice to know that
It is.
we want to influence, what is it, a million youth
A
basketball
million youth.
before we're done.
In
That's our
10 years.
goal.
That's right.
That's our goal. All right. So, what's today's topic, coach?
Today we're going to talk about basketball etiquette. Kind of some unwritten rules, maybe, how to manage a game, how to handle certain situations with grace and integrity. So that is the topic. I got this actually pulled this idea out of our Facebook group, and it came to me about I've seen a lot of and been hearing a lot about blowout games, right? That's one thing. And then how to handle a blowout game on both ends. If you're the team that is winning by a lot and the team that is losing, how do you handle that? And then just like other nuances that happen during a game and posting things to social media or what have you that might
Right.
happen. So
No, part of it is like as a youth coach, you still have to remember, like, we're all teachers. Doesn't matter who you are in the world, you're teaching someone. If you're a parent, if you're a coworker, if you're like everyone's always teaching. And a basketball coach is definitely a teacher. And I think part of that etiquette is that sportsmanship, the non, the, you know. These youngsters see a lot. I'm going to sound old. And some of it isn't great sportsmanship. I think it's our objective is to teach sportsmanship. And I just know when I was doing it, it's like I just think it's an important aspect of life, an important aspect of learning. The great ones know they're great. You don't have to, everyone in the gym knows you're good. You don't have
That's
to.
right.
I do this with my varsity boys. Like, they know the fast way to get pulled out of a game is to run down the court and hold up three fingers.
Oh, really? Oh,
Oh,
interesting.
they're done. They're done. Because I go, what are you doing at that point? That's about you. And everyone in the gym knows you just scored a three. So you don't have to do that. Like, go make four more of them. Like, let's go. Like, so I just don't like that kind of. And part of that's etiquette. That's what I tell them. You and I were talking earlier about some of my meetings with my players. One of our meetings that we have, or one of our lessons that we have, is about etiquette. Because I think it's important. It's like how you treat people is important. And it's like there's no reason to show someone up. Scoreboard does enough talking at that point. But I agree
Well, and
with
that's the
them.
thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was gonna say, I saw this video of a youth team doing those types of things, holding up the three.
Oh, we all
And
saw that one on Twitter, like
you saw
those
that one? Yeah, you see the
lime
Twitter one.
green. That's everywhere. Yes. Yes.
Exactly. And that, again, kind of fueled this idea of, what's the balance of, hey, the questions that I saw were the kids were just having fun. Oh, yeah. Were they like, they were looking at, they're heroes in the NBA and what they do there, and it's different, right?
It
You
is.
can't you can't carry what they do. These are grown men playing in the NBA who do this for a living. You have to teach kids, because the coaches, you have to remember you are working with kids, right? And we want to keep kids playing basketball. And you could literally take someone out of a game. And I say out of a game, like they're done playing because they got embarrassed, or
Right.
and here's my biggest thing. This is what irritates me. I'm going to tell you, coach, right now, what irritates me. One of the things in the basketball, okay? There's in youth sports, and let's start, since we're talking basketball, youth basketball, you have the disparity in talent between team A and team B. You see that a lot more disparity. So, yes, you could beat up a team 50 to 10, 50 to 2. What good is that?
What's being taught by that? Like, everyone knows if you win 28-2, you're still the best team. There's no point to it. So work on some out skills. The video you're talking about, like you got like 8-year-olds flexing, like doing the muscle flex or doing the thing. Like, so that there's a difference between the staring down, the muscle flex, the over someone, the holding the three. That's different than celebrating with your teammate and giving high fives and going, yeah.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
That's the difference. And that was part of my lesson is there's a difference between, defensive chant on the bench and yes, and everyone standing up when someone hits a three and clapping. That's proper etiquette in my opinion, because that's
Agreed.
you're cheering a positive thing. The other one, you're showing someone up. If you're standing over them and you're flexing or you're staring them down or you're holding up three fingers, that's a me. That's a showing up thing. That's not a celebration.
Yeah.
Celebrate with your teammate. Like you, like a good one is when a kid gets a dunk, watch the other players. That's this type of celebration you should have because they're all happy for their friend that just got a dunk. So that's okay. That's a good celebration. I have no problem with
Yeah.
that. It's a dunk, it's a layup. Great. But standing over the person after you dunk or staring them
Yeah.
down is not, that's not proper etiquette, in my opinion. And obviously,
Well,
that's not happening at the youth level. I'm just giving you
right.
an example, but.
Well, and it carries through. If you don't correct the problem now, it'll just carry through. So let's dive into this, because I think this is one of the bigger scenarios that happens that coaches can control, which is this disparity in the score when you are the better team. So let's talk about the winning, the better team first, and then come to the next team, the losing end. Okay, so you're right now the score is 15-0. Okay, right? It's, I don't know, maybe it's halftime, maybe it's the end of the middle of the second quarter.
Okay.
What do you do as the coach that's up at that point?
I
Is that
don't
a,
I don't
big enough gap in
I
you?
depend it, well, I think it depends, first of all. There's a difference between
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Seventh and eighth grade team that could probably come down, pop a couple threes on you and get back in it than a fourth grade team.
Correct.
Like the
So
scores are
let's
probably in
break
the
it. Yeah.
20s. You know what I'm saying? I
Yeah.
think so.
Yeah.
I think you have to differentiate that.
Let's talk about, because this question in particular came, this is a fourth grade team.
Yes. So at this point, I'm not pressing. I'm probably changing my defense. I might even be playing a zone, which is a whole different discussion whether you should play zone or not. I'm taking my foot off the gas at that point.
And well, why would you play a zone if you're up that much? Because then the other team can't shoot. Wouldn't you go to man if you
Well,
were
the
in a
problem
zone?
with man is you could turn them over more and probably get
Oh,
layups on the
that way
other
you're looking at it
side.
from,
So it depends on the
gotcha.
type of man you're playing, I guess. I would try
Yeah.
to be a little bit more passive defensively.
Yeah, if you were, yeah. I think that's probably, in my opinion, that's probably the better strategy is be passive
Yeah, but
and
that's a
get in their
hard thing to
zone, but
turn
then
that
I
funnel off.
know. Yeah,
So
I
that's
know.
where
That
a
is.
zone
So,
where it's like they might pass it around for a while. We're not, we won't, maybe won't get as many steals. We maybe then, you know, man to man, if my, this is again, purely observational, but yeah. when we were that much better and we were playing man, we'd steal the ball before you got to half court. So I'm making them run back at least to inside the 3-point line. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
So a timeout or halftime, we talk about no one goes outside the 3-point line. No one, so big guys don't go outside the paint. That's why I would go to a zone. Because it's a little more passive. Yes, they can't, maybe can't shoot from outside, but again, I'm going to the memory of like when we were better and we were playing man, it's hard to turn that off.
Yeah. And what I would always tell my teams too, is like, more passes. Look, on the offense. So on the defensive side, still play defense.
Right.
But on the offensive side, you have to pass the, everybody on the team's got to touch the ball before we try.
Right.
To score.
Right. Or John's got to shoot it. Like I've done that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, exactly.
We're not going to shoot the ball until points. John touches it in the post. And then once he touches in the post, he's got to give it to Davion, and then Davion can shoot.
That's right.
I get that specific. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. So I think on the offensive side, you can control that, right? Yes. Have them still play defense, but on the offensive side, you know.
The problem is you can't really have them play defense. You can't. You know what I'm saying? If you're that much better, it's going to be 60-2.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, putting my son out there or some of his friends, it's like he's either on or off. Like I wasn't like telling them not to defend him. Like, and again, you gave the scenario first half, first quarter. You know, obviously, if we're in the fourth quarter, I'm subbing.
Right. Definitely.
I'm trying to put my bottom players in, maybe. Then I can play some man. It's like, there's such a nuance to this. Yes, I agree.
Well, and I think you also bring up a good point on etiquette is if you put in your subs and this other team has still their first string players in on the losing side right now, you're down. Are you then pressing the subs of the winning team? That was one of the questions that also came up in the Facebook group.
How much are you down?
In this case, they were down 20.
And how much time left?
It was the fourth quarter, so they didn't specify
5 minutes
time.
Probably, yeah. I probably pressed at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I do something.
It
depends. Again, it depends on the situation. This is where etiquette's a weird thing. That you know, is his second five substantially worse than the first five that are up 20? My guess is no, for the most part, most of the things I've seen. So I don't know if I'm going to press anyway, I don't know that. That's a tough question, I think.
I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be in the game to kind of answer that yourself. But is the winning coach kind of doing you a favor at that point?
So the winning coach is absolutely doing a favor, but he knows he's going to win. He wouldn't have done it unless he knows he's going to win. And to be honest with you, at the youth level, I'd probably talk to him. Probably go, hey, I'm going to press. Is that okay? Like something like that. Mm-hmm. Like whatever. I've done that before. Either way. Like, hey, I'm putting my subs in. Just go play. Like whatever. I've done that. I mean, whatever. It's youth basketball. It's like
it's youth basketball.
You're not the Illinois coach. It's like you can
go
ahead,
but when is the right time? So and what I mean by that is you're up 20 and again flow of the game, blah blah blah, right? How's the team? You gotta see that, but is it kind of the etiquette if you're
I think you gotta know the rules
30.
Of the tournament too.
Yeah,
right. Like a lot of them have running clocks at least when we played youth, a lot of them had running clocks. They want the tournament moving or the league moving.
But even just in general, if there's nothing you're up 20 and it's like, okay, that's a substantial lead. Kind of keep it in that range. If it dips below X, then I'm gonna do, I'm gonna put my subs, I'm gonna put my starters back in. I mean, again, I think these are important questions for youth to manage the game, because you don't want to, again, you don't want to take a kid out of the game and stop loving the game, and be embarrassed. That's the last thing you should want.
Yeah, I mean, up 20 in fourth quarter, you're probably okay subbing. Again, it's in the fourth grade level, you definitely are, because 20 points is like 80 points.
It's huge. Yeah.
At the seventh and eighth grade level, then you got to be a little bit more careful. They cut it to 10. I'm going to put my starters back in. It's a little bit more of, reading the flow of the game at that point. And practice will help with that. And yeah, but I mean, I think that the point is not to embarrass. The point is not the blowouts. Sometimes you're going to win by 30 and it happens and you're just that much better. The point is you don't want 72 to 12,
That's right.
in my opinion. All
What
right. Anything
okay,
else with that,
last
coach?
last question is, what you're on the losing side of that. What are you telling your players?
I tell them a couple things. I try to break it up into little games, like, hey, we're going to try to get two scores here. We're going to try to get four stops. Like, okay, let's work on work. We got a game in 2 hours. Let's work on this. It's good to make little mini games within the game, especially at the youth level. Like, hey, let's see if we can get three buckets here. Three buckets. Three buckets. I'll buy you all Gatorades, kind of thing. Like, let's go. Like,
Give them
whatever it takes.
challenges, you're saying. Little, yeah. How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? Similar type of, right? Just give them, you're not,
Give them,
hey,
you
we.
want to give them a positive thing to feed off of, I think is important. For anybody. I mean, I've done that at the
Yeah,
varsity
it doesn't
level.
matter. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
We
I
were
did that
down,
last night.
early in the year to the number two ranked team in the state, 22 at half. And my goal, we came out at half, and that was the worst game of anyway. And we at halftime we said, all right, we're gonna get this in by, so we play 18 minute halves by the 10-minute mark, we're going to cut it in half. And we did. And I said, all right, by the 5-minute mark, we're going to cut it to four. And we did. And then we ended up getting up four, up a couple points. And then they ended up beating us. But it was like, I just had to set, like, you're not going to get this all back at once. We're not going to just come start popping threes. It's slow. We got to get a score and a stop and a score. So that's those little games you can do at the youth level. And they'll do that. They really will.
Awesome. Good.
All right,
Well,
till
coaches,
next week.
hopefully this was helpful to you, both sides, or winning side, losing side, a little bit, right? How to
Yep, go
manage
leave
people.
those
Okay.
reviews. That's the way you can pay Bill and I back, is by leaving a review. We really
That'd be
appreciate it.
awesome.
Yep,
All
and
right,
go over and check
coach.
out the Facebook group. All right, till next week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.